And now for some bluegrass. A few years ago, the influential bluegrass musician Del McCurry got tired of modern concert amplification, so he went retro along with his sons Ronnie and Rob. The band stripped back to a basic setup used in the early 1960s when Del McCurry was playing guitar and singing with Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. Here's Del McCurry as part of the occasional series Musicians in Their Own Words.
Back when I was a young guy, there was Frank Sinatra on the radio, you know, and there was Bing Crosby, you know, was big. But there was nothing that excited a kid like this bluegrass music. It just had that punch. I was 11 when I heard Earl Scruggs, and I thought, that's what I want to do. Those guys could play fast, and they could sing high, and just do everything, you know. When I was with Bill Monroe, we played a lot of places that didn't have a sound system. You know, in the 60s, we went to like 8 microphones and monitor speakers and all like that, and I just got so fed up trying to sing with a guy that's 6 feet away from me, you know. See, back years ago, we just used one microphone. When I mentioned this like 10 years ago about doing this again, the boys said, well, Dad, we could try that, my sons, you know. And so we got modern, and then we went back to the old thing, you know. We only used 2 mics. When you're in this microphone right here and you're all 4 or 3 or 2 singing there, you can hear this guy out of your own natural ear and tell exactly when he's breathing and what he's doing.
Get down, get down, get down, get down, get down on your knees and pray.
I guess it is choreography, you know. The lead singer, you know, he has to get in there and do his verse and chorus or whatever it is. Then he's got to get to the left and let the lead instrument come in and take a break. When he gets done, he can step to the right real quick, and the other guy, as he's coming in from behind, you can hear him. It just sounds like he's already there, you know.
Get down, get down,
get down,
get down.
You better get out on your knees and pray.
Harmony, you know, is, I don't know, it's a thing. It's a hard thing to do, I think. The main part of the harmony is me and my son, Ronnie. And if you go to sing with somebody that you never sang with, they can be a good singer, but they'll phrase different.
It's a word you can't say, the things you can't change, no matter how much you can.
They'll say the words different. They put different rhythm in the words, you know. But if you're related, you're apt to do the same thing.
You're just part of the flow of the river that runs between fathers and sons.
Once we rehearse a song and record it, it's probably the last time we'll ever rehearse that song. You know, the next time we do it, we'll be on stage. Usually what we do in a dressing room is just tune up, you know, and maybe warm up a little bit. Yeah, I feel like I'm no different now than I was 30 years ago. I may be more polished now, you know, what I do, but I have my heroes, and I think those are the guys that are so good.
I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. Play around the shack till the mail trains are back and roll in the sweet baby's arms. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Play around the shack till the mail trains are back and roll in the sweet baby's arms.
If you'd like to see a performance by Del McCurry, go to NPR.org, where you can also hear a cut from his upcoming CD, The Company We Keep. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Guitar.